It's Tuesday, September 17th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Over 80,000 unionized Kaiser Permanente healthcare employees plan to strike in October, the biggest labor action in the United States in over 20 years. Meanwhile, the House is investigating Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao for a potential conflict of interest between her official role and her family's shipping company. And lastly, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office subpoenas the last 8 years of Trump's tax returns and its criminal investigation of the Trump Organization.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Unions representing over 80,000 Kaiser Permanente employees said their members will strike starting October 14th to protest the company's labor practices. The unions say the healthcare company has been outsourcing union jobs and taking away benefits, among other things, all while management has been enjoying an estimated tax break of over $2.3 billion. According to the Los Angeles Times, the strike comprises a coalition of about 300 Kaiser Permanente unions, made up of technicians, optometrists, housekeepers, receptionists, clinical laboratory scientists, and hundreds of other healthcare workers. The October strike would be the biggest since 185,000 Teamsters went on strike at United Parcel Service in 1997. The New York Times reports that Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao is being investigated by the House Oversight and Reform Committee for a potential conflict of interest between her official role and her family's shipping company. The investigation follows a series of reports alleging that Chao used her role in the Trump administration to boost Foremost Group, a shipping company founded by her father, and that she did not initially divest from stock in Vulcan, one of the nation's largest construction companies, where she served on the board of directors before becoming Transportation Secretary. Chao, who is married to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, hashtag power couple, was among the first Trump administration cabinet secretaries to be confirmed in January 2017.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
NBC News is reporting that the Manhattan District Attorney's Office has sent a grand jury subpoena to Donald Trump's accounting firm to get his tax returns and corporate tax returns for the past 8 years. The subpoena stems from the Manhattan DA's criminal investigation into the Trump Organization about payments made to two women who had alleged affairs with the president. Legal experts tell NBC News that the subpoena will likely also ask for the underlying documents used to generate the tax returns, such as bank statements, expense statements, and other financial documents. The DA's office also subpoenaed the publisher of the National Enquirer, which was involved in negotiations with adult film star Stormy Daniels and paid $150,000 to silence Playboy model Karen McDougal, who claimed she had an affair with Trump. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
ProPublica reports that Trump's National Labor Relations Board is attempting to cut Obama-era protections for millions of temporary workers and fast food workers. The Working Families Party endorsed Elizabeth Warren for the Democratic presidential nomination on Monday. Bernie Sanders finished second in the WFP's ranked choice endorsement system between five candidates, according to the New York Times. The Women's March revealed Monday that three founding board members who have been accused of anti-Semitism, financial mismanagement, and other detrimental behavior are being replaced by 16 new board members from across the United States. And Edward Snowden said Monday that he would return to the United States if afforded a fair trial where the American public could hear why he leaked global surveillance documents to the press.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon or later, wherever your podcasts are found.